Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Monday morning. Another nice, mild day, and the temperature's staying fairly consistent throughout the week. So good news from a weather perspective. Staying mild, great for anyone who A, works outdoors, or B, wants to spend some time outside. Mother Nature definitely cooperating. Well, as we wrapped up 2025, I look back to some of the big topics that you and I talked about through the year. One of the topics that has defined our province this year, sadly, is addictions. And then we talk about homelessness. We talk about complex needs. So many groups, several of whom we've spoken with on this show, are working tirelessly to help people in Saskatchewan every day. My next guest is another one of those incredible groups, a Saskatchewan organization that plays a vital role in supporting individuals and families affected by addiction. Prairie Sky Recovery Center has become a trusted resource in the province, offering residential treatment, counseling, long-term recovery support for people working to rebuild their lives. And joining us to talk about that work and the growing need for this type of addiction services in Saskatchewan is Jacqueline Hoffman. Jacqueline is CEO of Prairie Sky Recovery Center, and Jacqueline joins us by phone this morning. Jacqueline, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks for having me on.
So I just did a bit of a reflective summary of 2025. We know addictions seems to be as prevalent today as it has ever been. What is your view of that from the chair that you occupy?
I think that addictions is actually ramping up a bit in terms of the fact that, you know, I think the stressors that people are experiencing with our current economic situation, with, you know, the job market that we have, I think a lot of people are turning to drugs and alcohol more readily, actually, to try and offset some of that stress. And I'm seeing it more and more in terms of, like, what people are accessing and what ages they're coming in. And so I would honestly think that this might be something it's a growing issue, not necessarily just staying static, you know?
And when we talk about addiction, we often talk about it, there's different levels, there's different categories. I mean, I'm not talking just alcohol and drugs. I'm also talking about those that are willing to get help living in their home, but living with an addiction that is causing them problems and breaking apart their family. And then you've got people that might be homeless and might have comorbidity of a number of issues that see, who would be the client group typically that you and the team at Prairie Sky Recovery work with, Jacqueline?
We work with a lot of individuals who are currently employed. They are married, they have kids, they have a mortgage, they got a truck payment. Like, we see our demographic is really like 30 to 50 year olds who are, you know, who are still have a lot of what we call recovery capital. So they have assets, they have responsibilities, they have a role in their community. But oftentimes they are dealing with concurrent disorders, so they have mental health issues. While they're still holding it together, they're kind of white-knuckling it, you know, and then something might happen where it just tips the balance, and then they just, you know, they really kind of fall or succumb truly into their addictive behavior, and then they end up on our doorstep. And oftentimes they're coming in through their EAP or through their employer directly to us.
Right. Now, let's talk a little bit maybe about Prairie Sky Recovery Center. How long have you been around? And talk a bit about the programs, the service that you and the team provide there.
Yeah, certainly. So I've actually been with the organization for quite a while. So the organization is actually 18 years old this year. We just kind of started right from the ground up. My mother actually founded our center. She wanted to provide a home-like environment and kind of a private facility here in the province. And I took it over for her in 10 years ago. So I've been the CEO for 10 years, but I've been with the organization for 15. And I really, like, a lot of what I've seen over the last, I'd say about 5 years, is more an employer-driven kind of intervention. And so our facility here offers 6, 8, and 12-week programs, but I'm starting to see a lot more people wanting the longer-term programs because you can't really undo, you know, sometimes 30, 40 years in just like a 30-day stay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that really the industry trend is moving towards longer-term programming, which what we do provide here at the center. Our programs are 50-50 split between kind of focusing on mental health as well as addictive education. So we really want them to have a fully, like, well-rounded stay here because we know that the addiction isn't really necessarily the full picture. Oftentimes mental health plays a big role in that. So our programming is really geared towards that as well.
Let's talk about that, where you're physically located in the province, and talk about, does the remote nature of your location, how does that play into the work that you do?
Yeah, so we are located in West Central Saskatchewan. We are about 30 kilometers south of Wilkie. We took over a municipal heritage building. It's a beautiful 20,000 square foot municipal heritage building, and it's actually perfect for what we do because it's a solid structure. It's beautiful, but it's on this nice, serene 6-acre setting. So, you know, they get out of the cities, they get out of their communities, and they kind of get this retreat. And that's really kind of a perfect setting for what we do because it really does lend itself to, you know, they can go for a walk, they can go outside, and there's really no triggers or opportunities or even transportation, you know, for where we are. So it's kind of perfect. It is a little bit more challenging for us, I guess, sometimes to draw staff out here. And we do staff from, like, various communities around us, but we do oftentimes have to provide accommodations for the staff to stay on site while they're with us. It's a gorgeous place. I'm really grateful that we were able to find this location.
It is. I will say I've actually had a family member go through Prairie Sky Recovery Center and as a result had been out there a few years back. Absolutely beautiful facility. Have you noticed that the needs and the work you do helping people with addictions will have some common traits over time, but have you noticed anything change significantly in the types of clients you're working with and maybe some of the strategies that you employ when trying to help them with their addiction?
I would say that over the last, since we started, you know, I definitely have seen that the mental health, the concurrent disorders, they have really taken center stage. You know, people don't come in here and they're not, you know, they're experiencing all sorts of issues, but they might not have realized how prevalent their anxiety is because they've been self-medicating, right? So I think that we've seen an increase in that, and we've definitely seen an increase in, like, we see a lot of gentlemen here, and I think that they're really starting to be, there's been kind of a change in the ability to talk about their mental health, whereas before they were very stoic. Nobody really talked about mental health in the workplace, specifically in, like, mining or agriculturally, you know, like, more traditionally male-driven industries. We're starting to see a lot more ability and vulnerability and the ability for them to talk about it, mm-hmm. right? Like, to come forward and say, I need help. I've been struggling with depression. So it's nice in some ways to see that there is more ability for them to kind of talk about it in their workplace or within their family units or whatever. But it is really sad, I guess, to see that it's taken us this long for men to be able to talk about their needs, you know, rather than just kind of sucking it up and just kind of working through it.
Jacqueline Hoffman is my guest, CEO of Prairie Sky Recovery Center in our province. Can you speak to, in my introduction, I said the work that you do is helping individuals with addictions and their families. That is a big part of this. And I'm sure in many ways, that's a big part of the rewarding work that your team does.
Absolutely. We had, I think because we're private, we're able to kind of bend and flex and find solutions maybe a little bit outside of the box. A number of years ago, I had a client who his family was trying to intervene and get him into treatment. And he did not want to leave because he had a newborn baby. And his family were desperate to kind of get him into treatment because he was a new father. But he had such a hard time with the idea of leaving his spouse. So we were able to kind of, as a team, kind of come up with some strategies and figure out, is there some way that maybe we can accommodate or maybe bring the wife into the picture a little bit more? It was summertime, and we were very lucky that Wilkie has a regional campground, and I suggest that maybe the family are able to maybe bring the mom and the baby out by renting a campsite close by. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to kind of integrate more visitation for mom, dad, and baby, as well as integrate some marriage counseling into his stay with us. So I think that when it comes to families, like, it's so important that we're able to identify and address when there are barriers there that maybe we can overcome, but also too just to integrate that more into their recovery plan, because you know they're going to go home and their stay here is a short period of time, but their life, you know, hopefully their marriage and their families are lifelong commitments. So we want to be able to kind of definitely look at it as a family solution as well.
Jacqueline Hoffman with Prairie Sky Recovery Center. What's the demand for your services? Do you have a wait list?
We had a wait list over Christmas, actually, and into the early new year here, but it's kind of slowed down. I know that there is a huge demand for our services. However, there are a lot of people who face financial barriers, and because we're private, we're not publicly funded. So oftentimes we're working with like EAPs or insurance plans, or working directly with the employer, or it's just out-of-pocket family paying for the services.
The requirements for people that are needing, requiring, wanting to use your services, what is it that you require of them? I'm guessing, number one, they consent to being there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, now we are going to be looking at having involuntary services. But, you know, prior to the new act coming out, everything was voluntary, right? So clients do have to consent to services. I say to the families oftentimes, it's a little bit like university, like you can pay the tuition, pay the books, and drop them at the doors, but it's what happens when they walk into the classroom that's going to make the difference. So, you know, for us, like when clients come in and they consent to services, you can actually see in the progress and you know, in their you know, how they're healing, whether or not they wanted to be there to begin with, right? So
right.
If a client comes in and they, you know, they're kind of being forced to do it, oftentimes the results speak for themselves and they don't necessarily get better.
You just referred to the speech we heard from the throne this year. Premier Scott Moe mentioned implementing involuntary treatment in the province. That would not happen in a facility like yours, I'm guessing. You would stay serving the same clients or the same kind of level of clients that you have been in the past?
I believe so. You know, we're kind of hoping to actually see some provincial engagement here at the center. But you know, from just speaking to different politicians and ministers and MLAs and stuff, speaking to them, you know, it kind of sounds to me like the involuntary clients would be housed in a separate facility than, say, voluntary clients. So I don't anticipate, you know, being as rural as we are and being private, that we would be seeing a lot of involuntary clients here.
Is there anything you think is missing, Jacqueline, when you look at our province and the addiction problem? And I'm sure you, like all of us, you read about it, you hear it, you see it. Aside from those that you help at Prairie Sky Recovery, is there anything you think that's missing that we need to look at in this province?
I think on a whole, you know, a lot of times when people are talking to me, they just assume that I am just strictly for inpatient programming, but I believe that we actually need a wider, like we need every piece of the puzzle, which includes harm reduction. And I see that oftentimes when there is a reduction in funding in harm reduction, you see that obviously in the inner city, and you see that, you know, on the streets of Saskatoon in the bigger cities where, you know, there's maybe the funding has been cut for shelters or for, you know, for safe injection sites and things like that. I believe we need everything. When you're throwing a pot of spaghetti at the wall and you're hoping something sticks, I think you need everything, sauce and all. So I really truly think that they absolutely need to be funding harm reduction strategies on top of inpatient programming and outpatient and detox services. I also think that we probably need more detox services in the center or in the city, in the province here. I see oftentimes people calling in and saying to us, because we are not a detox facility, you know, they're trying to set up treatment for a loved one, and their ability to get into detox is extremely difficult. So that's definitely a piece of the puzzle that I think we need more of.
What's your website, Jackie?
It is www.prairieskyrecovery.ca.
Okay, good stuff. Well, thanks for the work that you and your team do out there. It is, again, I'm speaking firsthand, our family is better because of the work that you do. So thank you for that, and thanks for giving us a little bit of time today on the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and have a great new year.
You bet. Jacqueline Hoffman, CEO of Prairie Sky Recovery Center, and you can find them online, their website, a great resource for you there as well. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.